Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. We're all in studio today, just to let you know. Jeremy, how was your concert on? What was that, Sunday night?
Yeah, Sunday night, man. It was awesome. If people haven't heard me talk, Mumford & Sons is my favorite band.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah. So, and it means a lot to me just because there's a Mumford & Sons song that I played for my grandmother when she was dying that she loved. So I played it for her every day, and every time it comes on, it makes me think of her. So when we were going to the concert, my buddy looked up their set list, and he said, they usually play like 7 songs in their encore. Like it's a longer encore than most. Yeah. And he said if they have enough time, they always choose between The Boxer covering the Paul Simon song or Simon and Garfunkel, or they choose Tim Shell, which was the song for my grandmother. And I'm looking at my buddy. I'm like, they're singing Tim Shell, dude. I don't care if you want to see The Boxer or not. They're singing that damn song. Like, you know, it's almost like Mud Dogs is going to win. That's what I said. You know, like Waterboy. But, they come out for the encore, and they come out on the B stage, which is towards the back end of the pavilion at Merriweather, and then they sang it a cappella, and I was just, I almost cursed, and a mess.
We got a lot of that yesterday.
That would fit right in.
Just an absolute mess, but like in a good way. You know, like, I don't know, it just always makes me feel that way. My wife said she looked over at me a couple times. She said, you look like you were in another world, like you were just, it was almost like I was there and nobody else was there because I was dancing. I was singing as loud as I could. I'm just having a good time. I was also in my spaceship.
About to ask that. Did that have anything to do with it?
But I got a story.
Stipulate to that.
Yeah, I got a story for Shovels, though. Something happened to one of my best friends at that concert, and he ended up in the medical tent. But I'll tell you that later. It's pretty good. Because with friends like these, who needs enemies, the first thing I said to him when I saw him, and he's like, you son of a bitch. So I'll tell you about that when we get the Shovels around what... next hour, but
I got a shovel involving I guess you call them department stores, probably the most famous department store there is. I got a very good shovel. I'm going I'm going to obliterate them.
But overall,
I hope they don't sponsor.
The concert was amazing, and I love the band that opened up for them, Good Neighbors.
Good Neighbors, what did they sing?
They sing a song called Home Ripple. You may have heard some of their songs in like commercials or video games. You know, that's kind of how it started for like even like Judah and the Lion and some of these other bands that maybe you don't know, but you know the song when it comes on. They're a lot like Fits in the Tantrums, where you just kind of want to get up and dance and groove. And it's all these weird sounds that kind of come together that make something that's, I don't know, I think it's great. But we had a really good time. So that's why I had a comp day because we worked Juneteenth. I took off Monday.
There you go.
So I could tie one on at the concert and get crossfaded. 200 millis here, a milli. 7 shots here, cross-faded. Wah, wah, wah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we did the dumb thing that my friends and I always do, the grab bag of shots. Reach your hand in. Ooh.
No.
Guess who got 99 blue raspberry? My mouth is still salivating from when I took that shot.
I had the 99 bananas without grab bag golf tournament. Yeah.
That's the one I like 99. Until I
you
take
like it.
You like it? Until I take it, because I always want to have 99 bananas, and then you can't get rid of the banana taste.
You know, I don't like anything mixed with women. Yeah.
I got you.
Ed, how'd you enjoy your Monday night, Mr. Montreal Expo?
What's the?
I have to say it like I'm French Canadian, yes. Like I do.
When I was Montreal.
Like I speak. Reyes.
Yes. Oh, we were talking about that last night. What we talked about. Yes.
Yeah, actually, it got a little more colorful.
I was in my friend's pool to listen to the game on radio. There's no TV yet, so we just. It was nice. Hot yesterday. Hot, hot, hot.
It'll be hot again today.
Yeah.
I'm going to play golf at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw my dash said, you know how sometimes you get in your car and the dashboard is already hot because you've just been sitting there?
Mm-hmm.
It hit 102, but it hit 102 as I was driving, not while I was sitting still. Yeah, so it was funny, a legit 102.
Same. I got in the car yesterday, it said 110, and then it cooled because that's not accurate because it's been sitting there.
Right.
But it didn't go down that. It went down to like, you know. 102, 101.
I feel like it's an accomplishment when you hit 100. You accomplish something.
Yeah. Well, this is for all the people too. I don't know how you live in Florida. It's so hot there. Yeah. You know what it doesn't get in Florida? Above 100.
Really?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Failures.
You try harder.
Yeah, he didn't accomplish anything. What did I do last night? I don't think I did. Oh, just still putting together things at the house, which is going to take forever. What does that end?
Never.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Like, every day there's something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. Every day there's something else. I got to do this. I got to do that. Got to do this. Spend more money there.
That's like, so we bought an older house, and you're right. Like, we get the house painted, and it's like, oh, this needs to be fixed. Oh, a sump pump went up. Oh, you got to do the siding. Oh, there goes the roof. You got a hole in your roof. You got to get this. It just.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's never. Yeah, it's just never ends.
I think I put more into my house in the last 3 years than it cost to buy it.
Wow.
I'm not joking. It was unbelievable. It's been unbelievable. And I still need new doors. I need more new windows. I need new this, which I had new AC, the new ductwork, new furniture, new.
Jeremy, what do you think about the NCAA removing those scholarship limits?
I mean, are the big dogs now going to just eat
Don't
even
eat.
More?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
They're going to have two different levels, man. Two different levels.
We're going to have an
Here's
A.
Here's an idea.
A and a B conference.
Here's an idea. Let's break away from the NCAA. Just break away.
Yeah.
About when you, if you're super rich, if you're like one of these wealthy, wealthy institutions, programs, you should just break away. You all should break away and do your own thing. Call it semi-pro or something. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what they do because, like, again, it looking at it now, there are certain players that want to be competitive and want to go like, hey, I don't care they got three other running backs. I'm going to Bama to show them I'm the best.
I don't know those guys.
There's plenty of those guys. What are you talking about? We've had four, like, five-star guys at Bama competing for one spot. You know, like, and now, like, the smart thing to do would be go to another school and just be the guy and eat, you know. But these guys do it all the time, whether it's Oklahoma and having that. Hell, even Arkansas had a triumvirate of running backs there at one point.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. Like nowadays, these guys transfer. They go 1 year, they look around, and they get out of there.
I get that they transfer. What I'm saying is it's that whole, hey, I'm going here, and then before you know it, well, there's a year that's gone. I'm unhappy, and now I'm going somewhere else.
You go in, you're right. You go in wanting to compete, then you realize how much better the other guy is.
Or either that or the coaches look at you differently.
I was about to say, if he's not better, you're not better than him. If I go someplace and you are the starter and we're just as good,
mm-hmm.
Well, you're already the starter. I can't be just as good as you to take your spot.
It's like taking the title from the champ. You
exactly.
Got to beat him.
You got to beat him. And that's when guys transfer. They realize, you saw Jalen Hurts did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he realized, hey, man, Tua, I can win the national championship. I can be a top dog in the NFL. But I'm sitting behind this cat right now. I got to go. I love the Jeremy Shockey told the story. He decided to leave early his junior year when he saw Kellen Winslow practice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember
he said,
yeah.
I ain't sitting behind a sophomore as a senior because he was a freshman and he was a junior. He saw that guy and he said, I'm leaving.
And sometimes, like in my mind, it's not like as a competitor, you're going to have pride in yourself. You can look at another guy and go, oh, my God, he's really good or he pops. I can't tell you how many guys that I've played with that look like Tarzan and played like James.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see it out there, but like sometimes when you're coming out, you're like, damn, if that guy's any good, they're going to take him over me.
Didn't Edgerrin James do the same thing because of Clinton Portis?
He may have.
I think he got out of there because, like, no, man, I can compete with this dude. I'm gone. Isn't that something? Let me leave to become a first-round draft pick because the guy in college is pushing me.
You know the ones I like in the NBA, Scotty Barnes was the sixth man for the Florida State Seminoles, and then all of a sudden he's the fifth pick in the draft. Yeah. And everybody's like, well, how come he couldn't start for you then? Like, are you kidding me? And he could have, but that's how they used him.
Yeah, you know.
He played starter's minutes coming off the bench.
I love Leonard Hamilton, though, man.
Yeah.
One of my favorite coaches. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ryan Mountcastle, we saw this coming, moved to the 60-day IL. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, man, what do you make of Trevor Rogers? Oh, shut out last night. They shut the Rangers out. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Look at the pitches per inning since the first two. A 5 in there, a 9, a 6, number 101. Grounded to third. Urias on a backhand. Picked by Mayo at first, and that will end 8. Brilliant, breathtaking shutout innings for Trevor Rogers. What a night in Baltimore.
Been a lot of work, been a lot of mental skills training on my part, some that I've been struggling with for the past couple years. Just a testament to all the work that I've been putting in on just the mental skills aspect of this game and finally seeing that pay off.
See, he makes you scratch your head more than anybody on his Oriole roster. Who are you? Who is Trevor Rogers? By the way, highlights courtesy of Masson. Last night, Orioles win 6-0 over the Texas Rangers, a game in which the Texas Rangers were held to 3 hits. Trevor Rogers, 8 innings, no runs, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts, no walks. Jeremy Kyle, you in the front.
Yeah, Kyle Stowers hit a home run over the weekend.
He did?
Yeah. Just wanted you guys to have something in case you want to bring that back up.
He don't run?
I am going to be the biggest dick about this that I possibly can be for all these people that were. And I'm not even a Trevor Rogers fan, man. But, like, screw that. Like, oh, hey, everybody. Oh, you did this. This is. Let it play out. See what happens. And I don't even know that this is the guy that you're getting. Because whatever. He got an 8-run lead down in Tampa and said, whew, well, that's enough. So, yeah, you in the front.
If ever there was a time, and I kind of speculated this a little bit, if ever there was a time that a guy stood in the dugout too long.
It was him?
It was him in Tampa. Let me explain something to you. There was steam coming up from the ground.
Yeah.
That's how hot it was. And he's just sitting there, Ed.
I think that's another part of it people don't realize. Like, the outfielder's getting tired out there.
He's sitting there, and he goes out, and like it was another game. He just lost it. If you go Boston and Texas, you got three starts. Is he Boston? Is he the third inning and beyond in Tampa? Or is he Texas, Ed? Which one is he?
I know.
Who is he?
Well, there's a 66% chance he's one of the...
Right. Yeah.
I mean, last night, let's forget about the results. If you watched him last night, he had complete command of the strike zone. 72 of his 101 pitches were strikes. 72. He threw fewer than 30 balls.
He has arguably the two best starts of the Orioles this year.
He looked like... You ever remember the old video game we played that was on Nintendo where your controller controlled the pitch? Mm-hmm. You throw the curveball and it would go around the plate. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what his curveball looked like last night. Like he had, like there was somebody controlling it. Can't be that good.
Is it okay now to look at it and say, okay, he traded two guys that were blocked here that were older prospects, by the way? For a guy that had 1.5 years left on his deal that's left-handed, and this is what they were hoping for. Now, it doesn't mean that's what you're going to get, but you understand why they moved a guy where they have a pitcher under control, especially if Burns walks. Oh, he did at the end of the year. But then he was hurt to start the year, and he didn't look good last year. So, again, this is you figure out who he is. I didn't have an issue with the trade. I never have. Still don't.
He's not a free agent to 27.
But they had him under control, meaning like when they traded for him, you had more control than just a year.
Okay, he's arbitration eligible in 26, free agent in 27.
So then it's even like 2.5 years.
Yeah,
then.
yeah.
Because of the arbitration year. But even still, like looking at it, even if you get nothing else from him, like you can see why they made a move like this and traded two guys that, hey, weren't going to play here, guys. Kyle Stowers hit 125 when he was here. 125.
For the sake of your argument of if he doesn't get any better, for the sake of that, okay, I'll go with that if he doesn't. But let's back off there for a second. Based on what you've seen this year and in his rookie year, do you honestly think he's as bad as the guy that you inherited?
No.
There's no way. He's not. He might not be a below 2 ERA guy like he is right now. But I'm telling you, man, he's not a 7.11 ERA guy either that you got last year.
You know what I think he is? I think he has the talent to be top of the rotation. I don't mean a number one, but like if you watched him his rookie year, there's a reason why he went to the All-Star. The guy was downright nasty.
Yeah.
And then if you've watched him in two of his three starts, hell, even if you take the other start and just take the third inning out of it, which he just melted down. I mean, you're looking at a guy that you see why they like him and why the talent was there. They wanted to make that move for him. But again, like we don't know if he ends up being this player. Is he somewhere in between? Because I always thought he was going to be a guy just above a 4-run ERA, a lefty in your rotation that's a ground ball specialist. See, you always take that.
I thought he was a 3.7 ERA type of guy, you know what I mean? Which is not far from what you're saying, you know, a 3.7, 3.75. But I don't think he's as good as last night. I don't think he's as bad as he was in the third inning.
It's
in
hard
Tampa.
To be as good as last night. That was,
yeah,
that was like, you know, he's one of those guys that are talking about, you know, player of the day and, you know, in all sports.
I think he's a guy, Ed, that can give you maybe two of those starts a year, and the rest of them maybe give you, you know, if he gets 25 starts, let's just go with 25. Mm-hmm. I think he can give you 12 quality starts with maybe two of them being like that. The other ones, you know, coin toss.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably right. I mean, he's not going to pitch like that all the time. But nobody is. Nobody's pitching like that all the time. He looked incredible last night. What do you go, 8? How many? Is he? Yeah.
He's good.
He was really good.
Who's the other young lefty we have that's hurt right now? I can't think of his name.
Povich.
I think he's better than Povich.
He's had more time, though, too, to be fair to Povich. Like, he's... I mean, he's failed at this level. He's failed. Like, he's had his opportunity here, whether you want to blame it on injury or whatever. Povich is still very young. Like, I don't like burning, you know, a young pitcher just because they haven't figured it out yet, because we've seen guys turn that corner. And the one that stands out to me the most is Roy Halladay, who was one of the best pitchers we've ever watched. If you watched him his first two seasons,
he was horrible.
You said, no, get rid of him.
410-583-1057.
Chris Carpenter's another one.
Let's go. Max Scherzer. Wasn't he pretty bad his first year, too?
Yeah, I mean, look, he was drafted by Arizona, I believe.
Yeah.
He got beat up a little bit. Well, Trevor Bauer got beat up there, who was a top prospect, because he wouldn't work with their pitching coach, and he had his own routine that he wanted to do. Surprise, he's a jerk.
Yeah. No, he wasn't as bad as I thought, Scherzer. He wasn't as bad as I thought.
You might be thinking Rodgers. They both came up at, Bauer.
Probably Bauer, yeah. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike? Yeah, you probably.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well, good, how
are
you?
Well, I was one of the ones. I never called in, but I was trashing the picking up of Rodgers, you know, and they were saying, like, oh, we got the control of him for next year. And I'm like, big deal, he's stuck. But he's turning it around. But Jerry Love, you the biggest hypocrite, because you've been trashing Charlie Morton for the longest time. And, you know, he's turning it around. So you talking about the Stowers deal and these trashing people talking about Stowers. But, Jerry, you know how bad you trash Morton, man.
Hold on. Whoa. There's a big difference because you show me the guy that wasn't trashing Morton, and then I'll say I'm sorry. I already said I'm sorry to the guy because he pitched well. You were trashing him. And if you're listening to me right now, look in that mirror. Well, not while you're driving. You were trashing him. There wasn't a single person, not a single person that came to defend Charlie Morton.
But it's different, though, because you're talking about you didn't trade for Charlie Morton. To me, that conversation is different. This is a conversation about you, why you gave up prospects to acquire a pitcher versus why you signed a free agent. Those are two different conversations.
And if you need to trash me for being wrong, just bring up Patrick Mahomes. I couldn't have been any more wrong about any player in the history of the sport. So
and Kyle Hamilton for you, too.
Was that him? I said, man, one of us said that.
Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So I kind of agree with you guys. I don't think the outing we had last night is the definitive Trevor Rodgers. But between Boston and yesterday, I think he's going to give us some good outings. But the one outlier I saw, and I noticed this while watching the Tampa Bay game, is he goes through the first inning real well, and then he gets, I believe it was one or two outs in the second. And I noticed that he was painting the zone too much.
Yeah, gets too cute.
That's not a bad thing, but he wasn't getting the close calls that he should have gotten, and I think that forced him to pitch more in the middle of the zone, leading to big contact.
Yeah, I mean, he had some nasty movement last night. And again, if he's coming out with that, he's going to be better than not most times out. You know, like every once in a while, you'll see a guy that's hanging, maybe he's tipping his pitches, he just doesn't have it that night. Last night, there wasn't anything that he didn't have. Like, at first, I'm watching the game going, are you kidding me? Another left-hander, Patrick Corbin's thrown 25 pitches and almost got through three innings. I'm like, the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden, Trevor Rodgers just kind of took over, and he became the guy you couldn't take your eyes off of.
Ryan Mountcastle switched to the 60-day IL. What does that mean moving forward? But on the other side, AL, NL, All-Star voting, O'Hearn comfortably ahead, and Holiday still in second place. But will the Orioles have any arms in the All-Star game? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Yeah!
6:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Need to go get a look at those Warlocks.
All-Star vote. Folks, have you voted for the All-Star? I know I have to talk to a lot of people who say, man, I haven't even voted. When you don't vote? I vote 5 times a day. And I vote all Orioles. I ain't gonna lie.
That's terrible.
I vote all Orioles.
That's terrible.
Well, not for the National League, I don't.
That's why the fans should be allowed to vote.
Why?
Because, like, if you're going to vote for – just because they're on your team doesn't mean
I'm not voting Cedric Mullins. I'm not voting
Oh, he's the one?
No.
Said, did you know Rob ain't voting for your ass?
I haven't voted Westberg because he missed a ton of time. No, I don't mean like that. I mean, like, the guys that I think – deserve the votes.
But you know most people, they just put in the Orioles across the board. That's what Kansas City did that year when they stuffed the box. And I get it. All's fair. That's why I'm saying fans shouldn't vote for
it. I'm glad you said it because it cleared up what I was saying. I'm voting.
Rob just didn't vote for said.
O'Hearn. I'm voting for... I vote for Ryan Mountcastle. No, I'm joking. I vote Jackson Holiday.
Funny you say that. I'm on first baseman right now. I'm looking at Mountcastle. I'm like,
Torkelson is probably going to be the guy this year. Vlad.
Yeah.
Even though Vlad wasn't hitting for power, I'm trying to think who else has been standing out at first in the American League. There's not.
No one.
It feels weird because it's not. Well, no Paul one. Goldschmidt's having a good year.
Yeah.
Rafael Devers is playing first for the Red Sox, right? Because they got Bregman
now.
Oh, they got Bregman in the offseason.
The leading vote getter right now is Vlad Jr.
Well, because I mean, it's a popularity.
But Paul Goldschmidt is like right less than 100 votes behind him.
And this year, Goldschmidt probably deserves to be the guy.
I think Jonathan Aranda deserves to be the guy.
These Tampa Bay guys, I know. Yeah,
like, he got my vote.
They're so inconsistent, man. Like they're just.
You know, I think the only guy I voted for the Orioles that probably shouldn't go is because it was Gunner. Just because.
Because he's one of the best players in baseball.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, like, the point is, for fans, when it comes down to it, you guys want to see the best players. I have no problem for anybody that votes for the best player on their team, because that's your guy. But when you put in nine guys, like, an all-star team is not what we've watched with this team all year long.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not voting Kowser this year because, you know, I shouldn't. Honestly, I don't care. Ramon Laureano would be the only outfielder right now who would get my vote for the Orioles.
I mean, he's been playing his ass off.
Dude, he had 3 assists in 1 week.
You're looking at his defensive numbers. Go look at the offensive numbers.
Oh, yeah, the offensive numbers. What is OPS over 800?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, will we have any arms on the All-Star team? I think the only chance you have is Bautista. That's the only chance you have for an arm.
You told me Charlie Morton hasn't done enough? No. A lot of people were trying to point at Baker, and he ain't have a good day on Sunday. I'm sure you guys talked about that.
And if you don't have saves in your reliever, your ERA, in my opinion, has to be under 2.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
You got to have something extraordinary.
Yeah. Either saves, that or you have one outlier, and you look at the rest of the stuff. It's like, oh, look at that strikeout-to-walk ratio and his whip. Because you could go out and give up, you know, a bloop, and a blast, and all of a sudden change your ERA. But the good guys are going to bring it down. And I agree with you, but I think there is a chance that somebody gets into that game that doesn't have a perfect ERA. But when you look at the other lineup and look at their other statistics.
I'm not saying there's a chance. I'm just saying I've never seen it happen. A guy who doesn't have saves, normally that ERA is either 2.0 something or under 2 if he doesn't have saves.
It happens when it's your one all-star that you get.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now that's not going to be the case here.
No, right. Not at all right. Here.
Like, good point. If a team sucks so bad, all they have is a setup guy with a 2.3 ERA, yeah, he's probably going. 410-583-1057 is the number. Trippy in Baltimore.
What's hello. Up,
Trippy? Hey, hello. Can I play some? Oh, my bad, Rob. hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Excuse my French, right?
Hey, I'm joking.
Hey, Rob, I was about to text you yesterday, right? Because I had a parlay in, right?
Uh-huh.
I took Gunner, you know, a hit plus an RBI to run. And I checked the stat line. He was the only one they had a hit. So as soon as he come up, they intentionally walk him. But I ain't going to lie, my favorite player is Jackson Holliday, man.
That wasn't your favorite player last year. You wanted him to, you said he was a bust last year.
I didn't say he was a bust. Yeah, I just said he wasn't ready.
You said he was a bust.
He wasn't ready.
That was Rashawn. Remember, Rashawn tried to sign that. Remember?
All right.
But I think Jackson Holliday should be the only Oreo, the All-Star for real. I don't know about no Bautista, man.
You don't think Ron O'Hearn?
Oh, yeah, and Ron O'Hearn, but the other ones, that's crazy. Because Jeremy, you heard what Rob said? He said, yeah, I voted for all the Oreo players. So imagine if all the Orioles players had to play against the NL All-Star.
No. I clarified it, Trippy. I said the guys that deserve to go.
Hold on, is Trevor Rogers pitching or no?
NL All-Star, what do you think the score would be? I think the score would probably be like 50-2.
No. It would be. Who's pitching?
Hey, man, y'all enjoy y'all Tuesday. Hey, Ed, I get up with you, my guy.
All right, man. Bring the tequila.
There's just some people that
the Orioles roster versus the National League All Stars,
50-2.
Understand. National League will score more than 2.
Yeah. He said, "Ain't no way the Orioles scored 50." Is it against the lefty? Nope.
The last 4 games against lefties? They've been lighting them up.
They've been better. I wouldn't exactly. They lit up.
Did you
the
see
Angels.
The stat last night?
They lit up the Angels.
Going into last night's game, they were lighting lefties up the last 3.
I mean, Corbin looked like he had thrown 12 pitches through 5 innings or whatever.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden.
And then Jackson, lefty on lefty. I'm glad. Like, Manzolino just said, in, what was it, the post game? I'm assuming,
right.
To
yeah.
One of the writers, maybe it was Koska or Matt Weyrich, about, hey, he took him out against Scooble, and he hits everything, so he's leaving him in there against all lefties now, and it's like, Yeah, but you didn't just take him out against Scooble. Yes, you also took him out against these soft-hitting lefties, like the Sunday game against Tyler. Well, soft tossing, because not soft hitting. You got it.
Like they're throwing darts.
Yeah. That's what it is. Here, hit this. Dink. Oh, it's right back into the ground again.
I mean, underhanded.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What are you seeing? What are you looking at over there?
It's all-star voting just now.
You voted?
You just vote for all the Orioles?
Almost.
And the Mets?
Yes.
Exactly. Pete Alonso doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. Well, Freddie Freeman.
I got my vote. I just went to vote for O'Hearn, and the screen jumped, and I lost it all. I don't stop with my computer. O'Hearn's he's first in the All-Star vote.
Yeah, he's by a lot.
Yeah.
He's going to be a lock to get in.
Shovels at 7:15. If he stopped telling people he's not a DH, he keeps saying, I'm not a DH. I don't know why. Dude, just take the vote.
Yeah.
Just take the vote. Ryan Mountcastle moved to the 60-day IL. Do you think he gets back on the field this season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thoughts on what Bateman had to say about Lamar's influence at 7 o'clock, but right now, Ryan Mountcastle, he's a guy that at one point of his career, people thought was the answer at first base. Am I right?
Yep.
We thought this guy was going to be the man. His rookie year, he came up in the 2020 season. Not bad, .333. Do you realize he finished in the top 10 in rookie of the year twice?
Really?
Yeah. In 2020, he finished eighth. But he hadn't qualified for too many at-bats, so he was still eligible the next year, 2021. He finished sixth. In 2021, in 144 games, he batted .255. An OPS of .796, 33 home runs, 89 RBI. Then he comes back in 2022, 145 games, an OPS of .729, 22 home runs, 85 RBI. And he went from 33 to 22, and every year after that, Ed, the home run numbers declined.
Mm-hmm.
Every year after that. Where did they put the wall up, 2023 or 2022? In the 2022 season?
Hold on. So after...
It was 2022 season.
I think it was 2022.
Yeah, so his numbers, offensive numbers, home run numbers went down.
Aaron Judge has been crying for 2 years. Yeah, so you got it right. He's been crying for two years. 2 years. And most of his home runs that he hit at Yankee Stadium would only be home runs there. Aaron Judge is still crying. Big baby.
What happened to Ryan Mountcastle, guys?
Don't know.
But isn't this who he is? He's been very streaky, man. And, like, again, I think we all like the player. When he's on, he's on. Just bring him back against the Blue Jays. That's all you need to do. Get him fired back up. But this is kind of who he's been his whole career, right? A couple of really big streaks of, like, man, he's awesome. What's going on with Mountcastle? Oh, it's vertigo. He's back. Look at this. He's on a heater again. Oh, he got hurt. And now, like, this is kind of what's happened.
Is this the end of his Orioles career, Ed? Will we see him play in an Orioles uniform again?
I don't think he's going anywhere right now.
Well, not right now. Yeah. Doesn't mean he can't go in the offseason.
Well, that's different. Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant now. Like, yeah, but also at the trade deadline.
I mean, will we see him ever? Because he's on a 60-day IL.
Yeah.
He might not play again this year.
Yeah, I don't
so if he doesn't play, do you see him in the Orioles uniform ever again?
I don't think so. Because, I mean, he was supposed to go last year. And I think he's always in the conversation. So I think he's gonna end up going.
Jeremy, you think he'll play for the Orioles again?
I think there's a chance we see him in September, but I don't know if he plays again after that.
That's what I mean, next year, though.
Yeah.
If this team is in contention, you won't see him in September. And the longer we go on, the more I'm thinking this team is going to be somewhere in contention. Last place wild card, third place wild card, whatever. If you see him in contention, he's not coming back. If this team is out of it, does he want to come back? I don't think he'll play again this year.
Do you think they added the trade deadline then?
Depends on where they are. I think so.
Because I agree with you that I think they're going to be in contention all year long, but what does that actually mean? Like, is like being in contention, being within four games with 8 games left to go.
It's not contention.
I mean, you're still in it.
Yeah.
We've seen crazy things happen. The Blue Jays at the end of the year. Like, we've seen a lot of...
But that's not what I'm thinking, because I don't think that's contention.
Okay.
I think contention is, you know, last series of the year... You're either in it or not out of it. You can either continue to play your way in it because you're in it or play your way out of it. That, to me, is in it. I don't – see, this is what – I want people to understand this. For those of you that's saying that Michael – someone said, I saw on social media, if Michael Elias wanted to save his job, he'd trade some of these guys. No, it's not saving his job. That's ruining his job. Why would you trade the guys that you brought in because you want to save your job? You're saying what you did didn't work. To save your job, these guys that you brought in, they got to turn this thing around this year. And then maybe you trade somebody. But you can't wave the white flag right now in June, July, say, not going to work. This guy's not the guy. Let me trade this guy. You can trade guys with expiring contracts. But you can't trade your young players right now thinking that's going to save your job. The only young player you can trade that doesn't look bad is Kerstad. That's the only one you can trade.
Yeah, well,
rest of these guys, you can't trade.
You really can't. I mean, because it's.
I don't think you can trade him now, right now, because you'd be selling him low.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying, I'm saying for optics
trade
purposes.
Guys that you brought in.
Right.
Like, then you're like saying, you know.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
My plan didn't work. So let me get rid of my plan. You start trading all these guys, then all of a sudden, that ownership group may look to replace you.
Don't you want somebody to realize that sooner than later? I want a GM that can go, yeah, look, I was wrong. I made a mistake. We're gonna try to fix this now. Like, I'm fine with that. It's like, you're going to make mistakes. Own it when you do. Don't be the guy that's forever patting yourself on the back for all the good things you do. And I don't think that's been Mike Elias. I think he's been very forward and upfront about stuff outside of the Brandon Hyde firing, which I don't think that was his decision.
I think, considering this ownership group, they didn't hire him. You go and you start trading, you trade one of these young superstars or two. I think, to me, that's the beginning of the end for him. Because this group didn't hire you, man.
Yeah.
They didn't, it's just not, they have no allegiance to you. 410-583-1057. Having said that, I don't think he needs to trade any of these guys.
Nope. I don't either. Like,
at the beginning of the year, who was your first baseman?
Ryan Mountcastle.
On the IL. Who was your shortstop?
Gunner.
On the IL. Who was your third baseman?
Jordan.
On the IL. Who was your left fielder?
Couser.
IL. Center fielder.
Cedric.
IL.
I'm
right fielder.
Game.
Right fielder.
Well, you did.
O'Neal.
Tyler O'Neal.
IL.
Man.
Your catcher.
And it's Adley.
IL. The only two people that have not been on the IL from your original start nine is O'Hearn and Jackson.
Who were up for the All-Star game.
You see what I'm saying? That's what's wrong.
What, the injuries?
That's what's wrong. It's not flawed planning. It's not nobody. When that guy said to you, "What's wrong with the Orioles?" and don't tell me injuries. But we can't talk then.
We can't talk.
We can't talk.
That makes me so angry when people say, "Well, that's an excuse." It's a fact. It's not an excuse.
It's like going over to Raising Cane's saying, "Hey, what's good?" and I don't want to hear chicken tenders, please.
Oh, it's like, Jeremy Kahn just told you the only two players that are up for all-star consideration for the Orioles are the two that have not been hurt. Think about that. The two that haven't been hurt, man. Everybody else. Come on. Your entire starting nine from the very beginning of the season has been on the IL. One of them just got... one of them just got to the 60-day IL.
Rob, you've only talked about half the team because I know we're doing position players, but you could go with the pitching staff.
The top two pitchers.
And it's just as bad.
Three of you starting. Brad has started off the season on the IL. Grayson Rodriguez on the IL. Eflin. And you heard Eflin on the IL.
We're not done. Trevor Rogers spent time on the IL. Povich is hurt. Chase McDermott, who could have been a replacement for one of them, was hurt. We wish Charlie Morton was hurt at the beginning of the year, and he wasn't. Now.
Yeah. The only person that's been durable is Dean Kramer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Rashawn and he sucks in April for some reason.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, man. See, with Ron Mountcastle, I used to be real hard on him a few years ago, man, you know. But I came around and liked the guy. You know, met him last year in Tampa. You know, had a good conversation with him. And then, you know, drunk tequila with his mother and father at Pickles last year, thanks to Ed, man, you know.
But then what happened?
No, ain't nothing crazy happened, man. But, yeah, I hope he can keep the guy around another year. You know, I like his defense. Maybe he'll get it together. What is his contract like? Is it expiring soon, like Mullins?
Free agent at 27.
Got him under control.
Yeah, free agent at 27.
Oh, 27. We have some arbitration.
So 26 is his last year.
Okay, so yeah, we can, you know, it really don't make sense to get rid of him now.
Why
you know,
it?
We ain't got to pay him yet.
Why does it not make sense?
I mean, I don't know. What is his value right now? So, what we can get?
What is his value to us? I mean, right? We keep talking. We talk like a losing organization. That's what we talk like. What's his value on his rate? What's his value to us now? What is he doing for the team? Who cares about what you get? What you acquire for him? Is he help? Does he help you win? That's what the value is. I care more about his value to me than I do to somebody else. I'm not worried about that. He's not helping you win. Even when he was healthy, he wasn't. And I love Ryan Mountcastle, but he's not helping you win.
Yeah.
So that, to me, that's the value. What does he do for me? We give it up shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, thoughts on what Bateman had to say about Lamar's influence on his future with the Ravens. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.